Thanks for joining us today on Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. One of my favorite parts of the day has always been conversations with my friend and spiritual teacher, Deb. In 10 years, we've never run out of things to talk about when it comes to matters of spirituality, recovery, the heart, soul, and ego. I always have the questions, and she always has the answers. Today's topic is accepting the things we can't change. So, what do you think are some of those things that we can't change?
Good morning, Chas. Oh, well, just about everything but ourselves. Yeah. I think there's a lot of things we can't change.
Pretty much everything.
Yeah, it's just, but accepting it, that's a trick question. It's accepting that we can't change things. Yeah.
Some things are easier than others for me.
Exactly. And when it comes to fear and loved ones.
Yep.
Put the combination together and we want to be in control because we're afraid.
Right? Yeah. Like I was telling you yesterday, like some things I can go into complete acceptance with very quickly. Like I'll see that my mind wants to initially fight it, but then it's just like, no. Like yesterday, the internet went out here and it felt like a pretty big deal when it first happened. It's like, oh no, like I'm watching my shows. Like I was trying to look up stuff on the internet and, but I searched and it said that it may not be on until 8 o'clock last night. And it's like, well, okay then. And like, I went into acceptance with it. Like, okay, what else are you going to do? Like, I can't do anything about it. So, like, with smaller things like that, yes. But you're right. When it comes to loved ones, it's a different deal. Like, with my son and some of these behaviors that he's acting out, I see that I want to try and change it. I want to throw in my 2 cents and those. Yeah, I think if I say this, like, it'll get through to him. Mm-hmm. But it never will.
No. No, you're right, Jess. It won't work.
No, and you would think that I know this. I've gone through this with other family members. I've been through this before. Right. Like, if I say this, if I do that, if I'm the good girl, if I change this, like, then they will change.
Yeah. Yep, you're right. I think a lot of it is that good little girl mentality. You know, I think I've felt that way with God. Like, if I'm a good little girl, I'll get my way, right?
Me too.
It didn't work for me as a child, I can tell you that.
Nope.
It didn't work. So I'm pretty certain it's not going to work as an adult.
No, it's just not the way it works.
Mm-mm. No.
So how do we get to acceptance, though? Like, what do you think gets us there? Like, why is it easier pain. With one thing? Pain. Yeah. I think I had a feeling that was the answer.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you know, pain is usually what gets us there.
When you're sick and tired of the insanity of trying the same thing over and over and over again. Exactly. And hitting the wall over and over and over again. Yep. Same results.
Yep, nothing changed.
No. And we just make ourselves crazy.
Yeah. No, I love the serenity prayer. Accepting the things we can't change, and changing the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference, you know, to know what we can change and accepting that and changing things we can. And with your son, I think it's just there's only so much you can change at this point. You know, you can have boundaries. Children need boundaries. I don't want to call him a child because he's more like a man child now. He's becoming a teenager. And those can be uncomfortable years for them and for the parents. Fun.
He tries to get reactions out of me. He does get reactions out of me. I react, he reacts, and then it's a mess.
Yeah. I think a lot of parents can relate to that, Chas. I think it's kind of normal.
It's a mess. Every time I'm like, I'm not going to react this time, and then trigger. I get triggered.
So what is it that gets triggered, though? Fear?
It's fear. It's that I can't change it. I can't change him. I can't change this behavior. I can't. There's nothing I can do. There's nothing I can do. And I can't help him. Like, that's part of it, too. Like, there's also a helpless feeling that shows up for me because, you know, he'll let me in when he wants to. You know, but he's got a lot going on. And I guess I want to help him and I can't.
Yeah.
No. He doesn't want me to.
Nope.
Understandable. I wouldn't have wanted, I mean, no. You don't want to talk about that stuff with your mom.
Yeah.
So, it is fear. It is fear.
Yeah, we get into fear.
Yeah, my head likes to play all the what-if scenarios.
Mm. Oh, and that, yeah. There we go. That will get you in trouble. And also Googling.
No, gosh.
Right? Like,
yeah.
We start Googling and, God, what do we do before Google?
I don't know.
Google everything.
Well, but I know that my pap had this, I mean, this isn't related to this, but kind of. He had, before Google, he had this huge book of all these ailments. Like, you look up the symptom, and there's, like, the, like, what it is. So, I mean, okay. I guess we had books.
Okay, that's true. You're right about that.
We had medical books. Yeah. I had myself convinced of so many things as a child. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
So, with your pap, did he doctor himself so he didn't have to go to the doctor? Was that the point of that?
I don't know. I don't remember him ever doing that. I know I read that book a lot, though. I read that book a lot. Yeah. Okay. I don't remember him reading it, though.
No.
He probably did. He was, you know, pretty private guy. So. Right. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yep. So acceptance. Yes. Cannot change anything outside of myself.
Right.
Any of the craziness. Any of it.
Nope.
And there's a lot. There's a lot of stuff happening out there.
There is a lot of things going on in our country, in the world.
Yeah.
You know, that is heart-wrenching.
Yes.
That we can't change. What we can change is ourselves. You know, if each person changed themselves, we wouldn't be in this mess. But
you're right.
It's the only thing we have control over.
There's such a hunger for power out there.
Yeah.
And ego. Just a lot of hurt people. Just a lot of hurt people hurting people.
Yeah. Yep. And that's a hard one to accept because it doesn't make sense.
It's not really
senseless and unnecessary, but, you know, again, can't control it.
Yeah. How could we?
Yeah. But definitely not going to contribute to it.
No.
Be part of the solution, not the problem. So we just keep working on us, Chas.
Yeah. I guess just keep working on love.
Yeah.
And put as much of that back out into the world as I can.
Right.
Give it to myself. Give it to the world, I guess.
Yeah. Yep. The world needs love. Definitely. People need love.
Yeah.
Never know when somebody just needs a smile, you know, or kind word.
That's true.
That's what we can do. We can be part of the solution. Yep.
Yeah, and look where acceptance landed me with my pap. When I accepted, like, you know, it took me a little while to get there with him too, because I was in such fear. I was in such fear when he moved into this place, into this nursing home. Like, I was just playing these stories, and finally, I don't know, something switched, and it's like, well, this is where he is. He seems happy. Mm-hmm. Like, accept that.
Yeah.
Accept that truth.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it changed the whole experience. Acceptance changes the whole experience.
Yes. Yes, it does. Yeah. And now you're having a good experience with it, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And it's changed the whole experience for you, too. I know that you're not completely there, but from where you started with this physical pain journey, I mean, don't you think that you're at a pretty, like, you've found a lot of acceptance in it?
Yeah, I mean, there's been a part of me that has thrashed inside of me. I have felt it from the beginning, but there are days where I don't feel that.
Yeah.
Not saying every day, but there are days that I can just let it go.
Yeah.
Where I think before I was thrashing, at least in my head all the time, then when I would get scared, then I would think, okay, what doctor do I need to go to next? What test do I need to, you know, that's where my thrashing took me, is to making another bad decision, because none of those things helped. Not a single doctor, not a single test. So, yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
But, you know, pain, even physical pain, can drive you places, you know.
Sure.
You just have to find some level of acceptance. And I guess for this moment, I always say this moment, I can find some level of acceptance that this is where things are. But it's taken me a while to do that. And fighting, thrashing just makes it feel worse, right?
But it just shows that you can find acceptance in even the darkest of moments. Like, you can. You've found it.
Yes, and sometimes in complete acceptance of those dark moments, things transform. And that's what we all hope for, is that transformation, that acceptance, that surrender that's so deep that the experience changes. It just evolves.
Yeah.
I feel like for myself, I am moving in that direction. I feel like you're moving in that direction too, but it doesn't always look, it's messy. It's a messy process. Healing's messy.
Very.
Yeah. But it's the path. It's the way. So.
Yeah. We have to be pushed there. I have to be. Yeah. I have to be pushed. And you're right. It's pain. It's getting to that point of enough of this. Yeah. Like, yeah. I'm done with this.
Yep.
Yeah. So what's your word today?
My word today is peace.
Okay.
Yeah. Just going to invite some peace in.
Mm-hmm. You've been having some quiet, peaceful days.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we'll just continue on if it works out that way.
Yeah. You're obviously in acceptance right now of things as they are.
Yes. And you?
My word's acceptance today.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to accept whatever comes my way today. I want to, we got an eighth grade graduation tonight, and we'll be around people, and I just want to accept it, accept whatever happens. Mm-hmm. Can't change anybody around me. Can't.
Nope.
Mm-mm. But I can work on changing the way I see it.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-mm. So, any last thoughts?
No, I think it's a good topic, though. I love the Serenity Prayer.
I know. Yeah, we said it last night. It's like, wow, sometimes I forget how it's such a simple prayer, but so meaningful. Like, such a wise prayer.
Yeah.
So, well, thanks for being here this morning, and thanks for sharing all your wisdom with us.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. For anyone who's interested in exploring more wisdom, check out Deb's blog at debbiecruz.blogspot.com, and also one of her several recovery Facebook groups, Codependent No More, Support Group for Women, where you will find access to her other groups and also Zoom recovery meetings, where women get to connect directly and ask questions. Until next time!